Hello there. I'm Donovan Chiquez, and I'm your host for the Trooper Talk podcast. Thanks for tuning in. So we all know about Jango Fett, the template for the clone army, and famed Mandalorian bounty hunter. And if you know more about him, then you'll know he was the ruler of the Mandalorians, the Mandalore. But what you might not have known is his real reason for letting himself be the clone template. Here we go. So, in the Legend series Republic Commando, which is probably my favorite, it talks a lot about Mandalorians, and it is revealed when Order 66 is issued by one of the other Mandalorians, Jango's real reason for creating the clone army. Jango knew that he was the best Jedi-killing DNA. He had killed hundreds of Jedi, and killed several Jedi with his bare hands at the Battle of Galadran, where the Jedi were tricked by the Death Watch into thinking that the true Mandalorians, which Jango was the leader of, were evil, and so they slaughtered them, all but Jango. Dooku actually was the leader of the Jedi who fought at Galadran, and he remembered Jango, and that's why he hired him, but that's beside the point. So, as you can see from that, Jango hated Jedi. He hated them with a passion. So when he got the offer from the Kaminoans to be the clone template, because he had the perfect DNA sequence, he accepted. But he had more reasons than just getting a son out of the deal, which we all know he got Boba, who was an unaltered clone, and getting millions of credits. His real reasoning was to get back at the Jedi. Yes, this was Jango's real reason for letting himself be cloned. He knew that if he were to clone himself into an army of thousands of millions of himself, the most elite Jedi-killing DNA, and the most elite warriors in the galaxy, he knew that the Jedi would stand no chance. Now, I'm sure he had some form in making this contingency order, Order 66, to get rid of the Jedi. I'm sure if he had lived longer past the Battle of Geonosis, where he was decapitated by Mace Windu, he probably would have eventually put this into enactment on his own. But, obviously, he died before. But, now you can see the real reason why he let himself be cloned. His revenge was built in patience. He was a patient man, and he could wait. So he implanted his revenge in the most unlikely place possible that the Jedi would never suspect. Part of the reason why they were completely obliterated by Order 66. So, that came as a pretty big shock to me when I read that in the book series. I would really suggest you get into the Republic Commando series because it's just my personal favorite. And goes a lot into the lore and does a lot of deep dives into the clones and the Mandalorians. Thanks for listening.